Hi again, everybody, and welcome here from Oberlin, where we get another edition of Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here today on 101.1 KFNF. One of five matches that we will have today for the Oberlin Lady Red Devils as they are hosting the Oberlin Red Devil Tournament here today with Rawlins County, St. Francis, Dundee County, Stratton out of Benkelman, Nebraska, and Rawlins County. And their first opponent in the tournament is the Rawlins County Buffaloes. I'm Sam Noll, giving you all the play-by-play action today. It's going to be a jam-packed day of volleyball on the airwaves. I know you're going to be wanting to watch college football, the baseball playoffs, but turn those off and turn up the radio. It's going to be a fun day of high school volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Our first match of the day between the Oberlin Lady Red Devils and the Rawlins County Buffaloes. Oberlin with a record of 6-13 coming into the tournament, and they would love nothing more to go 5-0 on the day and almost get back to 500 in one stretch, but they'll have to take down five really tough teams, and the first one they face is the Rawlins County Buffaloes, who come in today with a record of 9-12, coming off of a Golden Plains Triangular on Tuesday, where they went 1-1. They lost to Cheyenne in the first game of the tournament there two sets to none, losing 26-24, 25-14. But wrapped around to beat Golden Plains in the final game, two sets to none, 25-22, 25-14. The Oberlin Red Devils coming off of their 1-1 day at their own triangular on Tuesday as they lost to Southwest in the first game of the day, two sets to none. Southwest undefeated. They're 19-0 on the season, number one ranked in Class D2 in the state of Nebraska. So it was a tough opponent to face for that first match, but the Rough Riders got the best of the Red Devils, two sets to none, 25-16, 25-15. But Oberlin would wrap back around and take down St. Francis in the final game of the night, two sets to one, winning set one, 25-21. It looked like St. Francis might have them on the ropes with a set two, 25-17 win, and then they got out in front early, did St. Francis there in the third set, but Oberlin made a great comeback, took the lead, and never looked back and got the win in the final set, 25-20. So a lot of these teams here, Oberlin has already faced this season. They faced Hoxie a couple of times so far this season. They faced Rawlins County a couple of times and St. Francis a couple of times, but haven't seen Dundee County Stratton yet this season, so that'll be one team, a new team that they have faced, but they've played St. Francis a couple of times already and have went to three sets with them, have went to three sets with Rawlins County a couple of times as Rawlins County got the best of them in Dighton to start the year, and then Oberlin wrapped around at the Colby Event Center where Rawlins County was hosting that day, and they were able to beat them in three sets with a couple of big comebacks in the first and the third set. And so today they're trying to step up big and get a couple of wins over the Buffaloes as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have first serve between Oberlin and Rawlins County here on 101.1 KFNF. Oberlin Volleyball Tournament here on 101.1 KFNF. First Oberlin Lady Red Devil match of the day to kick us off here. It's going to be a jam-packed day of high school volleyball. And like I said, turn off the TV with the college football. Turn off the baseball playoffs. This is where you want to be all day long. Listen to high school volleyball on KFNF as we're going to have a ton of matches throughout the day covering both Oberlin and Hoxie. And we start out with Oberlin and Rawlins County for the first match of the day. Lady Red Devils 6-13. Rawlins County 9-12. Last time these two met up, Oberlin got the best of the Buffaloes, two sets to one. They're at the Colby Event Center, where it was a triangular with Rawlins County, Oberlin, and Wallace County, as quite a few Oberlin Red Devil faithful has made their way out. Early morning match, and we're just about set and ready to go. Each of the two teams wearing pink jerseys for the October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Lady Buffaloes with a little bit of white in theirs, but mostly pink. And then Red Devils wearing all pink. And it'll be Tayton Dewey to serve it up first here for the Buffaloes, who won the toss. And here is Dewey's first serve. Lobs it up at the back row. Great dig there by Elsie Larson. Pops it up down the middle. Michaela Watson looking for the back left corner. And she gets it to go. No, might have just been a little bit long. And yes, they do say it is just a hair long. And so it's 1-0 Rawlins County. So Dewey back to serve again here. Dewey pops it up over into the back row. Jenna Fortin with the dig. Jory Fortin comes in, sets it up out to the right pin. Elsie Larson blocked up front. Kept alive by Michaela Wass on the outside. Briley Minnick now off hands and down. So Briley Minnick gets her first kill of the day. One of many for her, I'm sure, and knots us up at one apiece here in set number one. So 1-1, set one. Elsie Larson back to serve for the Red Devils. Lobs it up to the back right corner. Great dig there. Buffaloes on the attack to the outside. Two-hand swat over there for the Buffaloes. Now they go back down the middle and down the left side. And so a kill there for the Red Devils to make it 2-1. So 2-1 lead here for the Red Devils. They lob up to the back row. Great dig there by Lankus. Pops it up to Dewey. Now big swing down the middle for Shively. Kept alive at the back row by Fortin. Now Riley Minnick sends it over on a bump set free ball. Dewey sets it up to the outside. Big swing coming down the middle there for Shively. Goes off hands of the Red Devils. It was a great stab at it in the back row by Elsie Larson, but came up just a bit short on it. So Katie Shively with the kill. And that will tie us up at two apiece. So Katie Shively with the first kill. Bradley Minnick has got two so far in the match. Here's a long, hard serve into the back row there for Bradley Minnick. Hard one right for Shelby Weigel on the left side, and she puts it down for a kill. And Shelby Weigel gets her first of the game to make it 3-2. So 3-2 lead here for Oberlin into the back row. Great dig. Almost a free pass. Dewey was going to try to play it off of the net, and instead it'll go as an ace for Jenna Fortin, and the Red Devils have a 4-2 lead here in set number one. So Jenna with her first ace, lobs it up to the back row. Dig goes off wrist. Now two-hand swat free ball sent over from the Rollins County Buffaloes. The bump set. It's going to be real close. Briley Minnick just taps it over. Someone is into the net, and they'll say the Red Devils are, and it makes it 4-3. So back to serve here, it is Katie Shively for the Buffaloes. Shively with a hard and long one to the back middle row for Jenna Fortin. The setup out to McCaden Ketcher on the left pin. Swings it over. Shively digs down the back row. Dewey sets it up to the outside. Swing here for Camden Franklin, and it'll go long and make it 5-3. So 5-3 here in set number one. Red Devils on the serve. Briley Minnick with the serve. Bradley lobs it up over and gets it in for an ace. Jasmine Rodriguez dove down to two knees in front of Katie Shively, but it goes off her wrists and out of bounds. Second ace for the Red Devils in the match. First for Bradley Minnick, and it's 6-3. Red Devils by three here in set number one. Bradley Minnick lobs it up to Shively in the back row. Dewey with the bump set down the middle this time here, pushing it over the top was Meechek. Now the setup out to McCaden Ketcher on the left pin. She rolls it up over the top. The setup Camden Franklin on the left pin for the Buffaloes. Hits it right at Jenna Fortin, who digs it up. Back row attack here for Bradley Minnick, and she'll shoot it long to make it 6-4. So 6-4 in set number one. Rollins County down by two. They're back to serve with Camden Franklin here. Franklin with a spinner right at Jenna Fortin in the back middle row. Briley Minnick will bump it up to Jenna, who will send it back over on a free ball. Now the setup, no, a sneaky set try into the middle. Jenna Fortin there to dig it out. Now Shelby Weigel from the 10-foot line. Blocked up front, but they're going to say Tayton Dewey was into the net when she did it. They'll give the Red Devils a point and make it 7-4. So Red Devils have opened up a three-point lead here in set number one against rival Rollins County, trying to come up with a big win of the first match of the day of the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament here. Hard serve into the back row for Rodriguez. The setup way too far up front. Now just tapped over from McCaden Ketchell after the free pass to Dewey on the left pin. Hard swing off the tape, and then off of Jenna Fortin's wrist sent out of bounds to make it 7-5, and Tayton Dewey has entered the match with her first kill. So Dewey with her first kill makes it 7-5. Back to serve the libero here for the Buffaloes and Paige Lankus. She sends a hard one to the back row for Jenna Fortin. Jory will set it up to the outside. Elsie Larson into the blocks and down. And so the Red Devils get a big kill right there and make it 8-5. Elsie Larson with the kill. Her first. And make it 8-5. McCaden Ketchell with a hard serve will go over to the top of everybody. First service error today between either team, and it makes it 8-6. So Red Devils with a 2-point lead at 8-6. In to serve here is Kennedy Tim, the 5'3 senior. Tim will shoot it up over the top. Maria Rodriguez with a dig. The back set down the middle for Elsie Larson, who just taps it over into the middle of the floor. Gets the Buffaloes out of rotation. Shively sends it over in a free ball. Jory Fortin will set it up here to the left pin for Elsie Larson. Blocked, and it'll go out of bounds. So another kill for Elsie Larson. Twice she's tried the blockers up front, and each time the Buffaloes have hit it out. And so it's 9-6 here in set number one of the back row. Great dig right there by Tim, but then Tayton Dewey didn't run after it. I think she thought someone else up front was going to. It'll go as an ace for the Red Devils, and they lead it by four here in set number one. 10-6 your score. Red Devils up by four in set one over the Rollins County Buffaloes. It's Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Oberlin out in front early here in set number one over the Buffaloes of Rollins County, 10-6. Coming off of the ace, and it'll be another one. Back-to-back aces for Maria Rodriguez. And the Oberlin Red Devils have opened up a five-point lead in set number one. And they're getting those great serves that Coach Lindsey Fortin has talked about over the last couple of weeks. Into the back row. Now Rollins County in a position has to send it over on a free ball. Jory Fortin will set it up down the middle. Michaela Wasson just swats it over with two hands. Dewey was there to receive it to go back to her on the left pin, and she sends it short and gets it to go. Tayton Dewey with the kill, and that'll end the Red Devil run. So Maria Rodriguez comes in, gets back-to-back aces. It's 11-7 into the back row for Jory Fortin on the Rollins County serve. Jory will sneak it over into the middle of the floor and down. Great job by Jory Fortin, recognizing that the Buffaloes weren't expecting it, and she just sent it over with the two hands and puts it in. Makes it 12-7, a five-point game. Hard serve from Larson into the back row. Now to the outside. Big swing coming here off the top of the tape and down. Looked like maybe Shelby Weigel was able to get a hand on it. Excuse me, Michaela Wasson was able to get a hand on it. Instead, it'll fall down. It'll make it 12-8, and a kill up front right there for Jay Doty and the Buffaloes. Into the back row there. Great dig for Bradley Minnick. They'll go to Wasson on the right pin, and she'll shoot it over the top of everybody. So Jay Doty with her first kill. It makes it 12-9. Hard serve from Rodriguez on the back corner there for now. Oh, my goodness. Katie Shively takes care of the free pass from Caden Ketchrell, who dug it out in the back right corner, and it should be 12-10, and that's what it is. Katie Shively with her second kill. 12-10 here in set number one to Minnick in the back row. The set up to the outside. Shelby Weigel will roll it into the net, and 12-11. So the Red Devils got out to a five-point lead, and since then, Rollins County has been on quite a run here. Out of their own timeout, 12-11. Rollins County with a serve. Rodriguez lobs it up to the back left corner there for McCaden Ketchrell. Rodriguez slides in to dig it over. Bradley Minnick sends it over on a free ball. Dewey sets it up down the middle for Shively here, who rolls it over the top to Rodriguez, but it goes off her wrists and out of bounds. And we're knotted up at 12 apiece here in set number one. And Coach Lindsey Fortin now wants a timeout, and we'll take one with her. 12-12 in set number one between Rollins County and Oberlin. So Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin and the Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball Tournament here today. First match between Oberlin and Rollins County has turned out to be a good one, 12-12. Sneaky set for Elsie Larson is taken care of up front by Katie Shively. She saw that she was going to do that and just whacked it right back at the Red Devils. Fourth kill for her, and it gives the lead to the Rollins County Buffaloes at 13-12. Into the back row, popped up into the air by Bradley Minnick. The bump set out to Shelby Weigel on the left side, and she'll roll it up over the top of everybody. Another attack air for the Red Devils, who are in front 11-6. And now it's an 8-1 run for the Buffaloes, and they lead it by two at 14-12 here in set one. Rodriguez back to serve with a hard spinner right at Bradley Minnick. They'll go to her down the middle. Big swing. Bradley off the blocks. Kept alive by McCaden Ketchrell. Sneaky set over here from Elsie Larson to the outside. Big swing. Camden Franklin puts it up over the top. Ketchrell digs it out in the back row. Now to Bradley Minnick on the left pin, and she puts it down with authority. Bradley Minnick gets it to go off the hands in the back row. Bradley now with her third kill on the night, on the day, and it makes it 14-13, or I should say in the morning. Jenna Fortin with a roll over the top and taking care of the free pass is Bradley Minnick. Back-to-back kills for her, and we're knotted up at 14 apiece. So Jenna Fortin just hit a long pop serve over the top, sent it short. Free pass taken care of. This one's hard now out of the back row, and they're going to say out of rotation are the Buffaloes, and so Oberlin will get the point to make it 15-14. So 15-14 here in set number one. Red Devils down by one. Up by one, excuse me. Jenna Fortin back to serve. Gives it off for the back row. Free pass again. Fortin will set it up to Larson. Now sends it close here with Bradley Minnick. The joust at the net. She'll win it as it rolls off the tape on the Buffalo side. 16-14. Bradley Minnick with three straight kills. She's now at five on the day. And make it 16-14. Red Devils back out in front by two. De Rodriguez in the back row. The setup to the outside. Over on a free ball from Michek. Kept alive by Fortin to the outside of McCaden Ketrell from the right pin with a left hand. Almost got it to go. Dewey with the dig. Now to Franklin there on the left pin. Sends it long and make it 6-17-14 here for the Red Devils. And it's Jenna Fortin, the senior, that's put the team kind of on her back here. And it's come up with a big serve into the back row. Rodriguez will pop it up. Dewey with the back set to the outside. Big swing off hands there for Katie Shively. Kept alive by the Red Devils on the attack. Bradley Minnick again. Kaboom! Make it 17-18-14. Bradley Minnick with her sixth kill. So the Red Devils out in front, 18-14 here in set number one. Now Tayton Dewey somehow is able to get that over. It was going to be too close to the net on her set. She just popped the right hand out there, threw it over her back and over the net, and it popped into the front left corner near side for the Buffaloes to make it 18-15. Out of the back row for Bradley Minnick. The bump set here from Larson is tapped over from Minnick down the far sideline of the outside. Camden Franklin on the left pin. Bradley Minnick, they're going to go to her on the left pin again, and she'll go through the blocks with a little tap touch. It falls on the side of the Buffaloes after the block, and it's 19-15. Bradley Minnick with her seventh kill. So Briley out to a really, really great day. Makes it 19-15 here in set one. Lobs it over to the back right corner. Great dig right there by Franklin to the outside. Here's a big swing. Great sliding dig right there for Jenna Fortin. Now McCaden Ketchrell from the left pin will roll it up over the top, and it's too long. Make it 19-16. So 19-16 here in set number one. Rawlins County with a serve into the back row. Great dig by Jenna Fortin. She'll be the one to send it over on a free ball. Twiggles the twine. Dewey reads it off there. Almost a free pass. Maria Rodriguez up front. And they're going to call a violation on the Buffaloes. And so it'll make it, no, they'll call it on the, don't know what that one was, but it's 19-17. As the point goes for the Buffaloes to Jenna Fortin in the back row on the serve. Down the middle here for McCaden Ketchrell. Rolls it up to the back row. Rodriguez with a dig. Set up from Franklin down the middle. Big swing off of the hands there from Juneman. Now to the outside. And again, a hard swing from McCaden Ketchrell on the left pin. Dewey now going right back at it. It's into the net. And to make it 19-20-17. So the Red Devils the first to 20 here in set number one. Jory Fortin will come in to serve for the Red Devils, who lead it by three in set one. Fortin with a hard one right at Rodriguez. Franklin sets it up down the middle for Juneman. Hard right at Jory Fortin, who digs it out. Popped up now the two-hand swat free ball blocked up front by Elsie Larson. Juneman finally is able to get it over after they went back to her there in the middle. She taps it over the top of the middle block and makes it 20-18. So Pacey Juneman with her first kill makes it 20-18 here in set number one. Lankus back to serve, sends a hard one, and it's out. First service error for the Buffaloes today, and it makes it 21-18 here in set number one. Red Devils lead it by three. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve. Ketchrell with a hard one into the back row, dug out by Shively. Now down the middle, Tayton Dewey goes off hands, digging it out is Bradley Minnick. They'll go into the middle here for Maria Rodriguez, who sends it over with two hands. Now up front, blocked there by Rodriguez on the kill try from Juneman. Now Tayton Dewey on the left pin is blocked up front, and the Buffaloes just send it over on a free ball. Here's Bradley Minnick from the back row, right at Lankus, the libero to the outside. Tayton Dewey wraps it inside the antenna on the far side of the backcourt on the left pin. Now Jory Fortin will set it up. It's too short there for Elsie Larson, so she just bumps it over. The back set this time. Here comes Jaya Doty, and she'll send it in the back row for Bradley Minnick. Now Elsie Larson taps it over short and gets it into the donut in the middle of the floor to make it 22-18. Elsie Larson with a big kill, her third, and to make it 22-18. Red Devils by four, 3 points away from a set one lead. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve again here for the Red Devils. McCaden with a hard one. Out of the back row for Shively. The setup from Franklin. Backside here for Judiman. It's blocked up front by Elsie Larson. And Elsie with her fourth gets the block. Timeout on the floor, 22-19. We'll keep it right here, 23-18. We'll keep it right here. Elsie Larson with the block there to give the Red Devils a five-point lead, 2 points away from a set one win. Take a look. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today: Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Coligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, High Plains Podiatry, and Fredrickson Insurance Agency. Big thank you to all of them for helping us out here covering the Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball Tournament on 101.1 KFNF all day. 23-18, set number one between Oberlin and Rawlins County. The Red Devils trying to extend that lead, get the win here. McCaden Ketchell with a hard serve goes right at Doty in the back row. Shively will set it up for her inside the 10-foot line. She taps it over with the tip. Now to the outside, big swing. Elsie Larson on the left pin, kept alive by Doty to the outside. Tayton Dewey just taps it over with two hands. Rodriguez was able to get a hand on it, popped it up in the air, but it'll fall down onto the hardwood to make it 23-19. And Tayton Dewey just realized, hey, we've been going hard. Let's go soft here, and was able to get it there to make it 23-19. Red Devils still with a 4-point lead here in set number one. Back to serve for the Buffaloes is Kennedy Tim, and she puts it into the net. The one thing the Buffaloes couldn't have there was a service error, and that's what they get, and it makes it 24-19 here in set number one. Red Devils, set point number one. Rodriguez in the back row. Tim off of her chest. Lankus comes in to save it. Sent over to a free ball from Doty. Rodriguez taps it up in the air. Fortin to the outside. Bradley Minnick left pin. Right there to pick it up was Lankus, though. The setup from the back row to Shively, who rolls it over the top. Rodriguez taps it up in the air. Fortin with the back set out to Elsie Larson, who taps it up short. Coming in to get it is Franklin. Out to Dewey. Dewey short again. Off. Hands kept alive by the Red Devils twice. But it'll fall down on the hardwood to make it 24-20. And Tayton Dewey now with kill number four there. The last two have just been with short little taps. 24-20. Set number one. Back to serve is Dewey for the Buffaloes. She lobs it up over the top to Fortin in the back row. Jory Fortin with a bump set to Elsie Larson, who two-hand taps it over. Now a free pass. Almost taken care by Minnick, kept alive off the tape by Michaela Wasson, and the Red Devils will get the point after Dewey misplays it. Doty tried to save it from going out of bounds, but it goes off her wrists and out, and the Red Devils win set one, 25-20. So a set one winner for the Red Devils here, 25-20. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, set two, it's Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. Set one in the books, and it goes to Oberlin 25-20. And now Rawlins County will have to win to force a set two and the decisive third set. So Oberlin with a 1-0 set lead as they win set one 25-20 over the Buffaloes. And now just getting all the lineups set and ready to go for set number two here. From the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium, Red Devils with a set one win, 25-20, led by Briley Minnick, who had seven kills. Elsie Larson tapped in three with a block as well. A couple of big aces from Maria Rodriguez, one from Jenna Fortin as well. It'll be Elsie Larson to serve it up here to start the second set. Under the back row for Lankus, Franklin sets it up outside. Big swing, Katie Shively off hands, and it'll be sent up front. And then Michaela Wasson didn't really dive after it. I think she had a little miscommunication between her and a couple of girls around her, but it'll fall down to the onto the hardwood. And Katie Shively having herself a match that it's her fifth kill, and it puts the Buffaloes up 1-0. Out of the back right corner there for Rodriguez. Bumped up to Larson. The bump set to Bradley Minnick, who swats it over with two hands. Dewey sets it up. Free pass. Will be blocked up front, and I don't even think it was touched by the blocks. It just touched the top of the tape. Fell on the Buffalo side, and the Red Devils will take it and run out it up at one apiece. So 1-1 here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Jenna Fortin with a hard serve. Right at Lankus, goes off her wrist, kept alive by the Buffaloes, but out of rotation, they send it over on a free ball. Red Devils on the attack. The back set here to McCaden Ketchrell on the right pin, and it goes down for a kill. McCaden Ketchrell, the senior, with a big shot. Her first kill of the night, and it makes it 2-1. So 2-1 Red Devils here in set number two, match number one of the day for either of these teams. Short serve this time again, going after it with a dive, free pass and over. And now Briley Minnick from the left pin, off hands and down. Briley Minnick with another kill. That's 8 for her on the day, and it makes it 3-1. So a 3-1 lead here for the Red Devils in set number 2-1-0 set lead. The free pass almost taken care of by Shelby Weigel. Now Dewey sends it over with two hands in the back right corner. Popped up into the air to the outside. Briley Minnick, big swing off the top of the tape. Kept alive by the Buffaloes. They're on the attack again. Franklin rolls it over and gets it to fall in. And a big shot right there by Camden Franklin. Was able to get that one to roll in. And so that'll be Camden Franklin's first kill. Back to serve. Lobs it up over to the back row. The back set this time. It's Briley Minnick from the right pin, and she puts it down. Briley Minnick with her 9th kill makes it 4-2 in favor of Rollins County, in favor of the Red Devils. 4-2 here in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead into the back row, and it'll go off the hands of Rodriguez. And to make it 5-2, so an ace for Briley Minnick. So Briley with her second ace of the day. Red Devils lead it by 3, 5-2 with a 1-0 set lead. Briley back to serve again, sends a hard one into the back right corner. Great dig from Tim. The back set, due to the outside, off the tape. Kept alive on the dig by Shelby Weigel. Fortin will set it up to her, who sends it over on a free ball to the far side corner. Now the sneaky set try from Tayton Dewey is read by McCaden Ketchrell to Weigel on the left pin, and just shoots it long out of the back row. Makes it 5-3, Red Devils with a 2-point lead in set two with a 1-0 set lead. Into the back row and off the hands of Jenna Fortin and out of bounds. So an ace for the Buffaloes, and they cut the lead down to 1 at 5-4. It's Katie Shively, who's been doing everything for the Buffalo squad today with her first ace. Makes it 5-4 here in set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Shively hard serve over the top of the net, just barely. McCaden Ketchrell stuck out the wrist, but it was a second too late. It'll go out of bounds, and just like that, the Buffaloes are back in it with back-to-back aces from Katie Shively. 5-5 here in set number 1. Hard serve for Shively again. Barely gets over the top of the net. Ketchrell digs it out. Now they'll give it off to Rodriguez on the left pin. She sends it over with two hands on a free ball. Now wrapping it inside the antenna there was Samantha Meechek. Sent over on a free ball from the Red Devils again. Dewey sets it up down the middle. The joust at the net will be won by Pacey Juneman as the set was right over the top of the net. Rodriguez and Juneman went up. Juneman wins the joust, her second kill, and it gives the Buffaloes the lead at 6-5. Again, a hard serve from Katie Shively to Ketchrell there in the back row. The setup out of the back row, attack here off the twine, and it'll fall down for Briley Minnick. And she kind of shrugs her shoulders saying, hey, we'll take that one. Nods it up back at 6 here in set number 2. So this is kind of how set 1 went, was back and forth through the first beginning points. Hard serve into the back row and down in front of the diving Rodriguez. And it's an ACE ace this time for Jory Fortin, the freshman, with her first. And it gives the Red Devils a 1-point lead. Fortin into the back row. Shively there to dig it out. Dewey will set it up to Juneman on the left pin, who will smoke it into the net. And it makes it 8-6. The Red Devils jumped out to an 11-6 lead in set one. And then quickly back into it were the Buffaloes. They battled it out a little bit, and then the Red Devils took the lead and never looked back. From the 10-foot line, and just messing up on the hit there is Samantha Meechek. Looked like she was just too behind the ball and almost like caught it and then threw it into the net. So 9-6, Red Devils by 3 in set 2 with a 1-0 set lead. And another ace, this one again for the Red Devils, coming from Briley Minnick. It'll be your third one. It's 10-6, Red Devils by 4. Time out of the floor, taken by the Buffaloes. We'll take one with them. 10-6, set 2 with a Red Devil 1-0 set lead. Here at 101.1 KFNF. Two rivals battling it out here in game number one of the day from the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament, where the Red Devils are out in front 10-6 in set two after Rawlins County was able to make it back in. Jory Fortin coming off of the ace out of the Buffalo timeout here. Big swing into the box and down. It's Elsie Larson up front again with her second block of the day. Huge shot right there by... It was a big swing try from Camden Franklin Fortin again. Into the back row for Rodriguez from the 10-foot line. Dewey out to Juneman on the left pin. Jenna Fortin digs it out. The outside, Elsie Larson. Big swing off hands. Diving Shively to keep it alive. Sent over on a free ball from Franklin there on the left pin. Riley Minnick digs it out in the back right corner. Big swing. McKayden Ketrell swings it through the box and down for a kill to make it 12-6. 12-6, McKayden Ketchrell with her second kill into the back row for Shively, popped up out of the air, now a big swing, Camden Franklin over the top, and they're going to call the Red Devils into the net there on the block try, so to make it 12-7. 12-7, Red Devils by 5 and set 2 with a 1-0 set lead. Back to serve here for the Buffaloes is Franklin. Lobs it up to Elsie Larson. Now Rodriguez in the middle. Tried to send it to the back right corner. Sticking it out with one hand there was Rodriguez. And just came up a bit short on it. Misread it. I thought she thought it was going to be a little bit shorter. But it was actually a quite hard two-hand swat free ball there from Rodriguez. Makes it 13-7. Hard right at Rodriguez in the back row. Franklin sets it up from behind the 10-foot line for Dewey, who rolls it over with a bump. Now Jory Fortin will set it up out of the back row. Riley Minnick off hands, and the back row attack is working for the Red Devils. 11th kill for her, and they lead it by 7 at 14-7 here in set 2 with a 1-0 set lead. McKayden Ketchrell back to serve again here for the Red Devils. Lobs it up. Rodriguez bumps it up into the front row. Juneman comes in to save it. Back to Rodriguez in the back row. Sends it over on a free ball. Fortin, the back set out to Michaela Watson, who's got it to go on the right pin through the box into the near side corner. Michaela Watson joins the kill party and makes it 15-7, an 8-point game in set two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead, winning set one, 25-20. Hard serve from McKayden Ketchrell, and that's where that run will come to a close. Just the second service error of the day for the Red Devils. 15-8 here in set number two. Back to serve as Lankus rolls one over the top. Great dig right there by Ketchrell. Outside Maria Rodriguez from the left pin. Digging out is Franklin, but just popped it up into the air. Out of rotation are the Buffaloes. They send over a free ball to Briley Minnick in the back row. The back set this time. No, down the middle. Maria Rodriguez blocked up front there by Doty along with Pacey Juneman. And so it'll make it 15-9 here in set number two, 15-9. Lankus with a hard serve right at Ketchrell, slides in on one knee, digs it out. Now to Briley Minnick, who pops it over with two hands. Doty sets it up long way out to the left pin for Dewey, who just taps it over. The setup from Fortin from the 10-foot line off the tape. Right there was Elsie Larson with a big swing on the right pin. Now Dewey does the same thing, but goes off hands. Ketchrell there to dig it out to the outside again for Elsie Larson, who's blocked up front. Goes off her chest, kept alive by Briley Minnick with one hand. And again, the Buffaloes on the attack, this time with Doty, but she will shoot it over the top of the blocks, trying to get it to kiss the back line. Instead, it'll go out of bounds, and the Red Devils lead it 16-9, again in front by 7. So 16-9 here in set 2. Rodriguez back to serve. Goes right at Shively off of her wrist. Sets it up to the outside. Doty down, and she gets the kill. That's the one she wanted on the right pin. Instead gets it from the left pin, and it'll be Doty's second kill of the day. So Doty with two kills now, and it makes it 16-10 here in set number 2. Tim back to serve, sends a spinner right down the near sideline, dug out by Ketchrell. Briley Minnick too close to the net on the set, taps it over, gets it to go off the blocks and down. And so the Red Devils will take that one after a little miscommunication on the setup. Briley Minnick now with double-digit kills at 12, and it makes it 17-10. Elsie Larson with a short serve, and that one will go into the net. Was trying to throw him off, maybe with a little bit of a short one. 17-11, Red Devils 8 points away from a match one win on the day, but the Buffaloes trying to come back and force a third set. Tayton Dewey back to serve. Sends a hard spinner into the back right corner for Rodriguez. Pops up in the air to Wasson. Now a free ball sent over from Briley Minnick. Up front for Dewey, who will set it up down the middle. Katie Shively off hands. Ketchel runs in to keep it alive. Larson the setup. Backs it up there to Shelby Weigel, who pops it over from the right pin. But she'll go into the net and make it 17-12. So the 7-point lead down to 5 with a couple of points here from the Buffaloes. 17-12, set number 2. Back to serve is Dewey. Sends a hard one to the back right corner for Ketchrell. Goes off her chest. Larson will have to send it over on a free ball into the far side corner there. Lankus, after a miscommunication, is able to get it up front. Shively bumps it over with one hand. Now to the outside. Brightly Minnick off hands again. Almost got it to fall. Tim runs in to dig it out. To the outside, Camden Franklin, who pops it up over the top. Dug out in the back row by the Red Devils. Now on the attack is Shelby Weigel from the right pin. Rolled it over the top. Shively back down the middle, off hands, kept alive in the back row by Maria Rodriguez. Weigel sends it over on the free pass. Now to the outside, down the middle again, this time on a little bit of a slide. Shively kept alive on a free pass by McCaden Ketchrell. She's everywhere in the back row. Rodriguez to Larson, outside. Minnick off tape, right back at her. Four hits, 17-13. What a rally, and it's going to be won by the Buffaloes. And those are kind of those little monumental moments in a match where it could shift the momentum. We'll see. Tayton Dewey with a hard serve, and it dumps right in front of Rodriguez. Went off her foot. Wasson dove after it. Larson dove after it. It falls down. Makes it 17-14. It'll force Lindsay Fortin to call a timeout, and we'll take one with her. 17-14 here in set number 2. Rawlins County down by 3. Oberlin up by 3 with a 1-0 set lead here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, match number 1 of the day in the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament. And it's two rivals in the Northwest Kansas League battling it out between Rawlins County and Oberlin. And Oberlin with a 1-0 set lead, leading 17-14 late here in set 2. But Rawlins County on quite a run here, trying to get back into it after being down by as many as 7. Larson will set it up to Weigel on the left pin, and she pops it into the net. The Red Devils were a little bit out of rotation on the serve. Tayton Dewey, none other than her, that's been serving it up so tough. Dewey will go back to serve again here. Dewey with a hard one into the back row for Rodriguez. Larson bumps it up here to Bradley Minnick, who just taps it over into the far side corner. Dewey with a bump set. Shively down the middle, rolls it over. And Rodriguez, it might have been out. She tapped her hands out there, and it's 17-16. And here comes the Buffaloes, down by 7 in the match a couple of different times. Now just down by 1. Dewey back to serve to try to tie it up. Lobs it up to Ketchel in the back right corner. It's going to be close against the net. Larson saves it from going over. And now Weigel just sends it over on a free ball. Dewey sets up Shively. Get blocked up front by Briley Minnick. Franklin will have to send it over on a free ball. Weigel sets it up to the outside. Briley Minnick down for the kill. She gets the block and the kill all in the same rally. And it makes it 18-16. Briley Minnick with kill 13, 18-16, Red Devils by 2. Fortin into the back row for Tim. The back set this time. They wanted to go with a slide. Instead, Doty will just send it over. Now outside to McCaden. Ketchel rolls it up over the top there from the right pin, left pin. Now down the middle again for Shively, who gets it this time to go off the blocks and down to make it 18-17. Katie Shively with her 6th kill. So Red Devils lead it by 1, 18-17, have led by as many as 7 in the match. They were up 17-9, and so a 6-1 run here over the top, 8-1 run over the top, barely. McCaden Ketchel with a hard try down the right pin to the outside. Camden Franklin doing the same from the left pin. Minnick will dig it out. They'll go to her here on the left pin. Big swing, but it's too long, and it'll make it 18-18. Knotted up here in set number 2. Red Devils 7 points away from a match win. Rawlins County 7 points away from sending this to a third set. Rodriguez in the back row. Great dig from Fortin. The setup to the outside. Ketchrell lobs it over to the top. Rodriguez with the dig. The setup to the outside. It's Doty. Rolls it up over the top of the blocks. Fortin the dig. The setup outside. Briley Minnick will get the kill as it goes off hands and into the stands. 19-18. When in doubt, go to your main man. That's Briley Minnick. 14 kills on the day already. 19-18. Red Devils with a 1-point lead. Briley Minnick back to serve here late for the Red Devils. Briley offers one up under the back row. Tim digs it out. Dewey will set it up out with a big swing here. Meacek digging it out is Jenna Ford into the back row. Back row attack here. Try Briley. Minnick right at Rodriguez. Popped it up off her chest. Dewey runs in. Saves it up into the front row for Shively over on a free ball. Larson sets it up outside. McCaden Ketchell just taps it over out of the near side corner. She gets it back on a free pass. Now the bump set to the outside. And Macy Weigel rolls it over the top. Off of Rodriguez's hands as she tried to pop it up with two of them. It goes behind her and out of bounds. And it's 20-18. Shelby Weigel with her second kill. Red Devils one set one, 25-20. They're the first to 20 in set two. And they lead it 20-18 with a 1-0 set lead. Briley Vinick back to serve again. Briley with a hard and tough one right at Tim. Could it be a free pass? Rodriguez trying to take care of it. Shively keeps it alive to the outside. Might be too close. Just barely tap back over up front there by Camden Franklin to Weigel again from the left pin. Off hands. Kept alive somehow by Rodriguez. Free pass. Maria Rodriguez keeps it alive. Diving everywhere to the Red Devils. And they send it over on a free ball. And then Maria Rodriguez and Kennedy Tim have a little bit of a point. Timeout on the floor. 21-18. Red Devils lead it by three. So 21-18, a couple of long rallies there for the last couple of points, 21-18, and it was Rodriguez for the Buffaloes there, Jasmine, and she got a pass there to the back row, and her and Tim kind of both looked at each other, and neither of them went at after it until it was too late. So it's 21-18 here in set two. Like to thank some more of our sponsors of today's match. J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank in downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, Ward Drugstore, Ward Drugstore. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 21-18 here in set number two. Red Devils trying to come up with a big serve into the back row for Tim. Dewey will back set it out this time to Katie Shively off the tape. Goes over the blocks and down. Katie Shively with a big kill. And that's the main man for the Buffaloes. And she'll cut it to a two-point game. 21-19 here in set two. Back to serve it up is Shively. She sends it short right at McCaden Ketchell. They bump it up to Weigel, who sends it over on her free ball. Franklin will save it. The bump set to her on the left pin. She rolls it down the near far sideline and puts it in for a kill. And so it's down to a one-point game. Camden Franklin with her second kill. 21-20 in set two. Shively again back to serve. It was her serve that got him back into the match. Fortin digs it out along the back line. Now it's going to be too close for Rodriguez. Barely gets it over with a tap. Now over to Franklin again on the left pin. Blocked by Weigel. And in the back set this time here over the top. Meacek sends it too long. 22-20. So the Buffaloes got the swing that they wanted. Meacek just sent it too long. And it's 22-20 here in set number two. Hard serve into the back. Whoa, and it'll go as an ace! As it goes off Shively's wrist and into the nets. An ace for Jory Fortin, her third. 23-20 here in set two. Hard one into the back row there for Shively. The bump set, it's going to be up close, barely tap back over up front there by Meacek. To the outside, Elsie Larson off hands, Rodriguez taps it over, into the back right corner! What a smart play by Maria Rodriguez, the sophomore, with her second kill, and gives the Red Devils a 24-20 lead. Set point number one, Jory Fortin with a hard serve right at Shively. Match point number one to the outside, Juneman down for a kill. So Pacey Juneman with her third kill cuts the lead to 1-3, and it's 24-21 here in set number two. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead. Camden Franklin back to serve. Franklin barely gets it over the top of the net. Jory Fortin sets it up. Back row attack try for Briley Minnick. It'll go close to the net. Franklin sets it up out to Dewey, who just sends it over on a free ball and gets it to go. She put a little bit of spin on it, and it dropped right when it got to the middle of the floor. 24-22, Tayton Dewey with her fifth kill. Match point number three for the Red Devils. Franklin with the ace, and they're back within one. 24-23. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. Ace number one for Tayton Dewey, 24-23. Red Devils with match point again when we come back here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin in the Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball Tournament. Out of the Oberlin timeout, they were up 24-20. Now it's 24-23. Franklin almost with another ace. Larson is able to come in and save it. Sent over to free ball from Bradley Minnick. Franklin sets it up out to Dewey on the left pin. Somewhat of a hard swing into the back row for Minnick to the outside. Elsie Larson from the left pin just rolls it up over the top. Match point number three here. Now it's down the near sideline for Miechek. Kept alive by Minnick, and now it's McCaden Ketchel over to the back corner. There for Camden. Franklin sent over to free ball. Rodriguez will take care of the free pass. It'll go off the ceiling and down, and the Red Devils get the win 25-23 on the Maria Rodriguez kill, and they sweep the Buffaloes 25-23. Man, what a big match. The Red Devils with a huge win to start the day as they get the win. Two sets to none, 25-20, 25-23. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, get you your final numbers, wrap things up for our first match of the day. Oberlin with a two sets to none win, 25-20, 25-23. It's Oberlin Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin, wrapping things up in our first match of the day for the Lady Red Devils, where it is the Lady Red Devils getting the win, two sets to none, over the Rawlins County Buffaloes, 25-20, 25-23. Take you through your final numbers. We'll start with the Rawlins County Buffaloes. Camden Franklin finishes with two kills, five kills from Tayton Dewey and an ace, seven kills and two aces from Katie Shively, three kills and a block from Pacey Juniman, and two kills from Jay Doty for the Buffaloes. They finished with two service aces, service errors on the nine. For the Oberlin Red Devils, it is a kill and three aces for Jory Fortin, one ace for Jenna Fortin, one kill for Michaela Wasson, two kills for McCaden Ketchrell, three kills and two blocks for Elsie Larson, three kills and two aces for Maria Rodriguez, 14 kills and two aces for Bradley Minnick, and two kills for Shelby Weigel. The Red Devils finished with three service errors. So the Red Devils now 7-13. They win match number one of the day. They have three left as they get the win 25-20. 25-23 over the Rawlins County Buffaloes. We're going to take a little bit of a break here as the next match is between St. Francis and DCS, and then we'll be back for some more volleyball, this time Hoxie Indian volleyball, as Hoxie will be taking on Rawlins County, so we'll have that match. So here in about an hour or so, we'll have some more volleyball here on KFNF, so make sure you tune in for that, or you can watch the full tournament today over on our KFNF YouTube channel, where we're going to be there all day long as well. So once again, final score 25-20, 25-23. Oberlin wins two sets to none. I'm Sam Knoll signing off saying so long, and we'll be back here, like I said, in about an hour or so, get you back to regular programming, and then be back with more high school volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF.